Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day. As excited as I was that Big Brother was on last night, I'm kind of bummed it's not on tonight, you know. But I guess I have tomorrow to look forward to. And today I have the Johnny Mosley pod to look forward to. He's going to come over here and sit in isolation and we'll cut our weekly podcast.
All right.
And the Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Instagram page. Make sure you stay updated on the Johnny Mosley pod by following it on Instagram. It is fascinating. Every week I think, Bryn, don't you post like a little clip from the show? And there was a funny
most
story.
Most weeks,
yeah. Yeah, most weeks. Congratulations to this chick, so Melissa, I think it was, who won Johnny's ski jacket. She was all excited. Hold on, I have her name right here somewhere. Yeah, Melissa. She sometimes Johnny gives away his own stuff. Yeah. Melissa's cookie company or something. Anyway, Johnny Mosley pod, we do a new one on Wednesdays. It's, Bryn and I call this our long day. We do a lot of work. And then Bryn and John sit and cackle together for 2 hours afterwards.
Meanwhile, while we're troubleshooting your equipment.
Yeah, typically, you know, someone's got to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm like, it's a mystery of spaghetti wires. I got nothing for you here. All right, we are going to begin with The Mandalorian. Just a quick mention that the trailer for season 2 is out. At first, I was like, oh my God, I think Meghan Markle's in this. But no, it turns out to be somebody else. The figure in the hood is WWE wrestler Sasha Banks. But I thought I was... sure. I'm like, oh my God, I got to find out if that's Meghan Markle.
So the pandemic stopped shooting for everyone but The Mandalorian.
They were just about done with the shooting when the pandemic started. And then, you know, they got to put that baby Yoda. He's fake. Like, that's a whole, your brother probably did him, you know? So it's baby Yoda, though. He's so cute. It looks like a great season. We put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, so you can check that there and give that a little click. But The Mandalorian Season 2 launches October 30th. We're just a month and a half away. Very excited about it. God, Baby Yoda, I've missed you so. Hope you didn't grow too much, you know. It's like kittens. They're so cute when they're like 6 to 12 weeks old, and then they just get less and less cute. Then they're just cats, you know.
So you weren't into old Yoda?
No, old Yoda, yuck. Ugh. All right. Were you into old Yoda? I mean, you know, he had powers.
I'm not into any of this like others are, so I can't say that it's the same for me at all. I like
Baby
Yoda, but
so
I've never
cute.
Quoted Yoda, you know.
Why not?
Because I don't know
love
Yoda
you, he
quotes.
Does. I got you on this t-shirt. Say, Yoda best dad. Love you, I do. So cute. Oh, Star Wars. Thanks for being in my life. Okay, this story, I read it this morning. Bryn grabbed me the audio for it. So we're going to let her tell it in her own words. You tell me on this. I honestly, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, I guess I just need to get over it. Like, it's really not that big a deal. But at first, you're just so stunned. Like, oh, what would I think if I saw another mother doing that? I'm sure I'd be super judgy. So here we go. This is Kristen Bell talking about what she and her husband, Dax Shepard, allow their two daughters, who are 7 and 5, to do.
My daughters often ask for Odules. And the reason for this is because when we first had our child and we'd walk around the neighborhood, he'd pop a non-alcoholic beer in his hand and the baby would, you know, paw at it and put the rim in her mouth, blah, blah, blah. So it's a sentimental thing for my girls, right? Makes them feel close to their dad. Well, last night we're eating lasagna and the three of them each have an Odules open. So this morning I set them in their Zooms and they have like 15 minute breaks where they're allowed to jump around and grab a snack and wiggle it out. And I walk in to check on them at like 9:30 and both of them are drinking an Odules on their Zooms. They're both just sipping their Dualies. And I'm like, what must these other parents and teachers think of me? And then I remind myself, you don't care, Kristen. I'm a great parent, I think. I'm learning every day. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just essentially a bubbly juice, right?
It's because it's non-alcoholic beer. I think that's it. Like, what if Isla came in and said, hey, Dad, I want to know Duels because all the other kids are drinking them on the Zoom.
Well, I don't know what to make of that. They're her kids. Would I give my kid an Odules? The answer's no. Do I have Odules in my house? The answer's no. I wouldn't give her that. No. So I don't know why if they feel comfortable with it. Look, I have a bad life experience with booze. So I'm completely tainted. Ask Bryn.
Yeah, Bryn, are you giving your daughter?
Nah, well, first of all, yeah, like, I don't have that in my house. And yeah, it doesn't seem like you're starting them on the right path, really, by giving them these drinks that look exactly like beers.
She does go on to talk about the fact that Dax Shepard has been sober for 16 years and that he drinks Odules because of that. So he's had his own trials and tribulations, and this is how he deals with it. And she says it's given them the opportunity to talk about it. They talk about why he has to drink these Odules. So I think I don't know what to... would I do it? No. I agree with Vinny. Like, why are you... That almost seems like it's going down the wrong path. On the other hand, they're having, I hope, constructive conversations about what alcoholism can do to a person, to a family,
How old are her kids again?
7 and 5.
Yeah, my kid's about to turn seven. We've talked about the fact that Dad is allergic to alcohol. That's the way it's been described to them. There will be conversations down the line that will be more, you know, direct about alcoholism. But for now, it's just Dad doesn't drink because he's allergic to it and it doesn't work and blah, blah, blah. But I'll tell you something that I would say to that. If I were talking to, let's say I was talking to Dak as a buddy, I'd say something along the lines of, you know, alcohol is actually, in most cases, it takes a minute to develop a taste for beer. For example, your first taste of beer, it is, you know, you sort of pull away from that. Like, that's why does everyone think this is so good? It's only later, and then after you start to get that feeling from it, that you start to go, oh, I get it. This is fun. So I don't know if you're developing them young for a taste for beer.
You know, you're actually in a way, you know, adulting their palates because Odules is gross. Actually, it's not even gross. It's kind of nothing. I don't want my kid to like the taste of beer when they're, that's fine when they're old enough and I feel like they have a degree of responsibility, but at 5 and 7, she says it's a sentimental thing for my girls. It makes them feel close to their dad. We drink Dualies. And
thing too, alcoholism is extremely universal, but it's also extremely personal. And everyone has their own downward spiral with it in terms of alcoholics, I should say. Everyone's got their own, you know, unique downward spiral with it. And also, there's a lot of commonalities there too. I personally would say that's not the way I would want my kids to get an understanding for the problem Dad has, but that's, I got my hands full with my own life. So in the end, I just say good luck to you guys.
Two thumbs up. Parent
Hope
your
it
way.
Goes well.
I know. Well, I guess we'll find out, right? I mean, kids of stars grew up in the public eye. And just look at Nicolas Cage's kid. We get to see him and all his craziness. Francis Cobain, Francis Bean, whatever her name is. I mean, we get to watch it all. So I look forward to this. I love Kristen Bell. And I think that she's smart enough to parent without my input. Black Widow, the Scarlett Johansson origin story for the Black Widow Avenger lady. It's been ready for quite some time, and it looks like we're delaying it again. It was supposed to, they pushed it. It was November 6th was going to be the date. The studio hoped that movie theaters would be open and they could make all their money back, because I'm sure it was very expensive to make. They're saying they just don't think it's going to happen on November 6th. And maybe they just want to hold it until we're back, baby. I don't know when that's going to be. So there's a lot. And I think a lot of movies are probably doing this. Like, no, I don't want to be Tenet, which has all kinds of buzz and it has made $20 million stateside. Like, what we want is our $100 million opening.
Right.
So, because that's when we make back all our money. So that is looking like it's going to be delayed, according to multiple individuals with knowledge of the situation. And Disney is also exploring various release options for Pixar's cartoon Soul, which isn't that Jamie Foxx? Let me see if I can see who's stars in that. It's about the soul who he dies, but then he starts singing. And I mean, I've only seen little previews of it, and I haven't heard much about it since they initially said it's going to be delayed.
Jamie Foxx, Tina Fey, Questlove.
Okay. And it's about this soul trying to get back to Earth. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm sure it's fantastic. It is a Pixar movie, after all. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I'll love it. But there is a Disney, the studio's considering releasing it on Disney Plus, which is what happened with Trolls, and to great success. Mm-hmm. And there is a Disney insider, though, who's saying, nah, we're not doing that. I just, maybe they have higher hopes for it, I guess. But there are a lot.
It's not a part two. Like, everyone was waiting for Trolls part two. Everyone.
Yes.
We were desperate for it, as a matter of fact. And this is not that. This is a new movie. It's its own story. And they probably want it to get the full movie experience.
Right.
I don't know. I guess. I mean, one of their best movies is called In and Out. It's a standalone, but it's excellent. And it's just not, there won't be a second one, I don't think. But Inside Out. Sorry, not In and Out. Is that it? Inside Out?
I think it's Inside
Yes.
Out. Yes. That's the one
it's one of their best movies.
The girl's brain and she's got all the little. Yeah, it absolutely is great. But you're right. Like, there's no. There's no base of knowledge and hunger for Soul, because we don't know anything about it, except that it's a Pixar film, and generally speaking, those are fantastic. So that's getting pushed back. I don't know if they're going to be doing this on the, where you pay extra like they do. Can you guys look up, this didn't even occur to me until just now, Mulan has been released for $30 plus your subscription to Disney Plus. You can watch this movie. How did it do? I haven't seen anything about it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
It says box office at $37.6 million. Let me look at the stats.
So they're calling it box office, or is it?
Yeah, I guess so. That's just what popped up. Let me do some more
reading. I mean, it's worse than it would have done in theaters. On the other hand, they probably got a bunch of people signed up for Disney Plus to boot. So that's money they'll be making every month. So a lot of stuff is getting moved back. Wonder Woman 1984, that's coming late December instead of early October. Jared Butler has a thriller called Greenland, which has been pushed back. Candyman has been pushed back, which I think is a horror movie. Looks like James Bond's No Time to Die opens November 20th still, but who knows if that'll get pushed back or what. But Black Widow, that's getting moved. And I don't see another date for it. But it was supposed to open in November. South Park. I love the guys from South Park. Team America, World Police is one of my favorite movies of all time. I have not religiously watched South Park in years. Although when we first came to San Francisco, Vinny, in like 97, 98, that was when The Daily Show and South Park and all of a sudden Comedy Central had all these great shows.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's a new show. And they are doing, for the first time ever, a one-hour pandemic special. It'll be the show's first hour-long special. And here's the official summary. Randy comes to terms. That's one of the kids. It's not Stan's dad. It's the other kid's dad. Anyway, it's one of the dads.
I haven't watched it in a long time, but I do love South Park, and it's still excellent.
Comes to terms with his role in the COVID-19 outbreak as the ongoing pandemic presents continued challenges to the citizens of South Park. So the kids head back to school, but nothing resembles the school they once knew. And was there anything worth audio-wise worth playing from the trailer, Bryn?
I thought so.
Okay, give me a little of that. All right.
Hi, I'm very proud to announce a pandemic special.
They're going to try and make us go back to school. You really want to go back to that slavery?
No, get out of my house. You could be spreading germs.
Welcome back to class. I'm your new teacher, Detective Harris.
You guys don't seem totally stoked.
A pandemic special, Randy? Really?
South Park, the one-hour pandemic special.
There it is.
There you go. Wednesday, September 30th. Comes out. And we put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook. Did we? Mm-hmm. We should do that. Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. Or allegedly. She has responded to her ex-husband's family or dead husband's. I don't even know. Is he an ex? He's just dead. Her dead husband's family airing an ad during Dancing with the Stars. Basically, Entertainment Tonight caught up with her on Monday. Were you able to pull anything off of that story?
I'm not at all surprised. It's just been, I think, a huge publicity stunt on their part. So what more could they possibly do than that? I haven't seen the ad. Find something to do that's worthwhile with your life. Spending time worrying about what I'm doing is probably not a real good use of your time. I'm not worried about what people say, because even when they're saying things that are negative, it's keeping the conversation out there in the public eye. And as long as I can keep that conversation out there, I can keep the cats in the spotlight. And that's my goal. Okay. Tigers belong in the wild. They don't belong in cages, period. And that's why I'm here, is to try and get that message out that we should not be breeding them for life in prison for our own amusement. That's just horrible of us to do that.
Yeah, okay.
But also, I didn't kill my husband. Why would they want publicity? What they want is answers to what happened to their dad.
Right.
But whatever. And she's not wrong. Tigers shouldn't be in cages. I'll give her that part. That is true. Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him.
Allegedly.
It's clear Dancing with the Stars. I was reading about it. And Tom Bergeron and Erin Andrews, you know, their firing was pretty controversial. And based on what I read, the ratings were, you know, going away. So short of those two, you know, procreating and having a Dancing with the Stars baby, what were they going to do for ratings? They had to change something. They changed it up. They actually had, based on the numbers, they were still pretty decent. But that based on the numbers they had,
right,
back in
the
beginning,
show was huge.
The show had dropped off a lot.
Significantly.
So we'll see if this changes and does them any good. I think it's kind of despicable and scraping the bottom of the barrel to have put her on the show. But I'm not a fan of the Tiger King or any of the stuff that made them famous.
Well, you know, if Joe Exotic wasn't in prison, he would have been on there. Like, he would have been much more exciting to watch than Carol Baskin. Killed her husband, whacked him. Anyway, there and mixed reviews, by the way, on Tyra Banks as the new host. I've only read a little of it, but people are like, you know, you got to give people time. People are going to need to grow into their roles. Mm-hmm. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Scott Budman will be on right after these messages.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.